The Little Prince, Chapter 7. On the fifth day again, as always, it was thanks to the sheep, the secret of the little prince's life was revealed to me. Abruptly, without anything to lead up to it, and as if the question had been born of long and silent meditation on his problem, he demanded.
第五天，还是要感谢那只绵羊，帮我揭开了小王子生活的秘密。当时他无缘无故地突然向我发问，似乎这是他默默思索很久后想到的问题。他说
：“A sheep, if it eats little bushes, does it eat flowers too？”
绵羊，既然它吃矮小的灌木，那么它也会吃花朵吧？
A sheep, I answered, eats anything it finds in its reach.
绵羊看见什么就吃什么。
Even flowers that have thorns?
连带刺的花朵也吃。
Yes, even flowers that have thorns.
是啊，带刺的也吃。
Then the thorns, what use are they?
那么那些刺又有什么用呢？
I did not know.At that moment, I was very busy trying to unscrew a bolt that had stuck in my engine. I was very much worried, for it was being clear to me that the breakdown of my plane was extremely serious. And I had so little drinking water left that I had to fear for the worst.
我可不知道，当时我正忙着把一颗卡在发动机里的螺丝拧下来。我十分担心，因为飞机的故障看起来相当严重，饮用水也所剩无几了。我不得不担心会发生最坏的情况。
The thorns, what use are they?
那么这个刺儿又有什么用呢？
The little prince never let go of a question once he had asked it.
只要提出了问题，小王子就非要得到答案不可。
As for me, I was upset over that bolt.
那么那个时候呢，我正在被那颗螺丝弄得烦心。
And I answered with the first thing that came into my head.
就随口答了句
The thorns are of no use at all. Flowers have thorns just for spite.
那些刺儿根本没用，它们纯粹是表现花的恶意。
Oh, there was a moment of complete silence.Then the little prince flashed back at me with a kind of resentfulness.
沉默片刻，他转过头来，心怀不满地对我说
I don't believe you. Flowers are weak creatures. They are naive. They assure themselves as best they can. They believe that their thorns are terrible weapons.
我才不信你呢。花儿是很柔弱很天真的，它们尽量地保护自己，它们自以为长着刺儿就很厉害。
I didn't answer. At that instant, I was saying to myself, if this boat still won't turn, I'm going to knock it out with the hammer. Again, the little prince disturbed my thoughts.
我没有回答，当时我正在想，如果这颗螺丝还跟我作对，我就一锤子敲掉它。小王子又一次打断了我的思绪。
And you actually believe that the flowers?
你真的认为花儿
？Oh no, I cried. No, 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 I didn't believe anything. I answered you with the first thing that came into my head. Don't you see I'm very busy with matters of consequence?
没有，什么也没认为，我是随口说的。你没看见吗？我正忙着呢。我有正经事要做。
He stared at me, thunderstruck.
小王子吃惊地看着我。
Matters of consequence,
正经事儿。
He looked at me there, with my hammer in my hand, my fingers black with engine grease, bending down over an object which seemed to him extremely ugly.
他看着我手里拿着锤子。手上沾满了黑色油污，正弯腰摆弄一台在他看来奇丑无比的机器。
You talk just like the grown-ups.
你说话就像那些大人一样。
That made me a little ashamed, but he went on, resentless.
这话让我有点惭愧，但他丝毫不留情面地接着说。
You mix everything up together. You confuse everything.
你混淆了一切，你把一切都搞乱了。
He was really, very angry. He tossed his golden curls in the breeze.
他真的非常生气，晃动着脑袋，金色的卷发随风飘动。
I know a planet where there is a certain red-faced gentleman. He has never smelled a flower. He has never looked at a star. He has never loved anyone. He has never done anything in his life but added up fingers. And all day he says over and over, just like you, I'm busy with matters of consequence. And that makes him swell up with pride. But he isn't a man, he's mushroom.
我知道有颗星球上住着个红脸先生，他从来没有闻过花的芬芳，从来没有看过一颗星星，从来没有爱上过任何人，一辈子除了做加法什么也没有做过，就像你一样，他成天一遍又一遍的自言自语，我在做正经事儿，这让他日益骄傲自大。但他不是人，他是个蘑菇。
A what? A mushroom? The little prince was now white with rage.
是个什么？是个蘑菇。这时，小王子脸色发白。
The flowers have been growing thorns for millions of years. For millions of years, the sheep have been eating them just the same. And is it not a matter of consequence to try to understand why the flowers go to so much trouble to grow thorns which are never of any use to them?It is the war fire between the sheep and the flowers not important. Is this not of more consequence than a fat red-faced gentleman's songs? And if I know, I, myself, one flower which is unique in the world, which grows nowhere but on my planet, but which one little sheep can destroy in a single bite some morning without even noticing what he's doing?Oh, you think that is not important?
花儿长刺已经有几百万年，绵羊吃花也已经有几百万年。难道好好弄清楚花儿为什么要辛辛苦苦长出没用的刺儿，不是件正经事儿吗？难道绵羊和花儿之间的战争不重要吗？难道这不比一个红脸胖先生的加法更重要、更正经吗？假如我本人认识一朵世间绝无仅有的花，别的星球上没有，只长在我的星球上，而某个早晨一只小绵羊稀里糊涂地咬一口就能把它毁灭掉，哦，你居然觉得这不重要。
His face turned from white to red as he continued.
他气得涨红了脸，接着又说，
If someone loves a flowerOf which just one single blossom grows in all the millions and millions of stars. It is enough to make him happy just to look at the stars. He can say to himself, somewhere my flower is there. But if the sheep eats the flower, in one moment all his stars will be darkened, and you think that is not important.
如果有人爱着一朵花，千万颗星星独一无二的一朵。当他仰望星空时，就会感到幸福。他会告诉自己，星空在某处，有我的花在那里呢。但如果绵羊把那朵花吃掉了，对他来说，所有的星星就瞬间熄灭了。你居然觉得这也根本不重要。
He couldn't say anything more. His words were choked by sobbing.
他泣不成声，再也说不下去了。
The night had fallen.I had let my tools drop from my hands. A warm moment now was my hammer, my boat, or thirst, or death. On one star, one planet, my planet, the Earth, there was a little prince to be comforted. I took him in my arms and rocked him. I said to him,
夜幕已经降临，我早把锤子扔到一边。我顾不得去想什么锤子、螺丝钉、口渴和死亡。在某个星球上，在某颗行星上，在我的行星地球上，有个小王子需要我的安慰。我将他拥入怀中，轻轻地摇晃着。我告诉他
The flower that you love is not in danger. I will draw you a muzzle for your sheep. I will draw you a railing to put around your flower. I will.
你爱的那朵花不会有危险的。我会给你的绵羊画一个嘴套。我会给你的花儿画出一道栅栏围起来。我会。
I didn't know what to say to him. I felt awkward and blundering. I didn't know how I could reach him, where I could overtake him, and go on hand in hand with him once more.
我不知道该说什么，我觉得自己笨嘴笨舌很尴尬。我不知道怎样才能进入他的世界，怎样才能赶上他的脚步。
It is such a secret place, the land of tears.
泪水的国度。是多么神秘啊。